Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, we'll celebrate with some great chamber music by Brahms, Poulenc, some Spanish dances, and of course, oboe music time. Let's begin in style and appropriately with an overture. This morning from Smetana's The Parted Bride. Now, Smetana was a Czech composer who pioneered the development of a musical style and is regarded in his homeland as the father of Czech music. He was gifted as a pianist, and his first public performance was, get this, at the age of 6. After studying and leaving Prague, he ended up in Sweden, where he taught and was also a choir master and wrote a lot of large-scale orchestral works. He later did return to Prague and as a champion of the new genre of Czech opera. In 1866, his first two operas, the Brandenburgers in Bohemia and the Bartered Bride, were premiered at Prague's new Provisional Theatre, where he continued to work as the principal conductor. In later life, he did become completely deaf, but continued to compose, and also suffered from some mental collapses and was in an asylum for a while. He is, though, considered one of the great composers of Czech music to this day. So let's take a listen. Here is the Pro Arte Orchestra and Sir Charles Maqueras and the overture to The Bartered Bride.
Thank you.
you get to Up and Moving? I'm not quite sure what will. That was the Pro Arte Orchestra with Sir Charles McCarris conducting, and that was the overture to The Bartered Bride. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I promised you some chamber music, and this next selection definitely delivers. This is music by French composer Francis Poulenc. Now, he's known for his incredible knack of exploring and developing the characters and colors of wind instruments. His writing emulates the natural breath rhythms, and we're going to hear some of that in this next selection from his sextet for flute, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, horn, and piano. Here is James Levine on piano and the Ensemble Wien Berlin.
Thank you.
James Levine on piano, joined by the members of the Ensemble Wien Berlin. That was the fantastically fun Allegro Vivace from Francis Poulenc's sextet for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, and bassoon. Oh, that's a new word. It's called a bassoon, but anyway, and piano. We're going to continue with the artistry of the pianist Angela Hewitt. Now, she was born into a musical family. Her father was the cathedral organist in Ottawa, Canada, and she began her piano studies at age 3, performing in public at age 4, and a year later winning her first scholarship. During her early years, she also studied, get this, violin, recorder, and classical ballet. At 9, she gave her first recital at the Toronto Royal Conservatory. Amazing. And this may be why she writes this, and I quote, "When I was a kid, I dreamt of being in a musical because I love to sing and dance. Perhaps that's why I am so preoccupied with making the piano do the same thing." End quote. Lovely words. And we're going to hear that today with the Villanesca from her disc of Spanish dances. Enjoy. Thank you. Angela Hewitt. That was the Villanesca from her disc of Spanish dances. So beautiful. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is here, and I'm talking about oboe music time. Today, some music by Rossetti. Frank Anton Rossetti was born in Bohemia back in 1760 and, following the fashion of the time, adopted to get an Italian name. So now he's Francesco Antonio Rossetti. In this early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music at the same time. He did join the court orchestra as a double bassist and went on to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court. He wrote over 30 symphonies and 20 instrumental concerti, of which we're going to hear the opening allegro from his concerto in F major for oboe. This is Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra. Enjoy. Wow, that's all I can say after a cadenza like that. That was Leos Lanasis and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra and the opening allegro from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F Major. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the start of the show, some more chamber music, this time from Brahms, the Allegro from his string quartet, number 1 in C minor. Now, it has been documented that Brahms was slow in writing his first two string quartets. Documentation through letters report that although the quartet was in progress back in 1865, after much reworking, Brahms was a mere 40 years old at the time of the publication. He regarded the string quartet as a particularly important genre. He reportedly destroyed some 20 string quartets before allowing the only two of Opus 51 to be published. Well, we are very glad that he strove for perfection, because perfection it is, and in this next performance by the Emerson Quartet, is very stunning. This is the Allegro.
Thank you.
the Emerson Quartet. That was the Allegro from Brahms, String Quartet No. 1 in C minor. And nothing goes better in a program, I think, than a little pick-me-up with some Bach. We're going to hear another Allegro. Seems to be the theme today. This is from his Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. Thank you. Phenomenal horn playing there. That was the members of the Philharmonia Virtuosi with Richard Kapp conducting and the Allegro from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. And we're going to switch it up just a little bit and to take on the classical stylings of Christina Lindhardt. This comes from a disc, a performer from LA who calls herself the Voodoo Princess and combines classical, pop, and I will say has one of the most unique album covers ever. So here she is. This is Christina Lindhardt and her version of Puccini, O mio vino caro.
Thank you.
Christina Lindhart and O Mio Bambino Caro. You are listening and have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm always looking for new artists. You can always send it, care of CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or to classicalchaosvancouver at gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you now with a sampling of one of Canada's best, the Elmer Eisler Singers. Till next time.